It's in you. You possess the power. Just go hard.
I need some motivation.
Motivation.
Every day I try a little harder, but my dedication. Keep my head way, way above the water. Crying myself when I yell at the wall. Begging to run, but I needed to crawl. I see the finish line up ahead. Trying to get traction from all of this tread. I am a king.
We suffer more in imagination than reality. Seneca. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast that helps you be the leader. I'm Jeremiah Solvin, and today's show is going to be a solo episode. It's going to be quick. It's going to be concise. It's going to be educational. And, you know, as always, I'll tell some stories here to bring everything together. But the biggest thing that today's show is going to do for everybody is I'm going to challenge you. You know, I want to take a second today and really ask yourself if you're moving in the direction that you wanted life to go in 2024, this year. You know, we're at a point right now where a lot of people set out their goals and ambitions at the beginning of the year, and you've already seen so many people fade out and give up. Now, you got those warriors that are continuing to put their best foot forward and try, but a lot of people have kind of fallen by the wayside. They've quit. And if you notice, this trend will continue. This pattern will continue in all areas of life. You'll notice this if you strive for higher levels of success in your career, your business, your relationships, fitness. It doesn't matter what area of life we're talking about. If you are really going after it, if you're really living a life by design, you're going to start off with a bunch of people in your current environment that maybe want the same thing. But then over through the work, they're going to eventually attrit. You know, I've talked about the war of attrition before in previous episodes, but that's the goal of today's show, is that I want to challenge you to really stretch, and not just in one area of life, but in all areas of life. Okay. So I'm going to break down some of the, I've been in Florida now for over a year. Excuse me, I left Colorado over a year ago. I've been in Florida for almost a year. And so what I wanted to do on today's show is I wanted to make this a personalized episode to you guys, kind of like a vlog, but really just sharing the lessons that I've learned, upgrading my life across the last 12 months, okay? My whole thing is like, I'm a man of purpose. Today is Mother's Day as I'm recording this. And one of the things that my mom taught me at a young age was that if I focused on my purpose, the paper would take care of itself. And that's true. Like, it's, you know, that message really helped me a lot, but it also hurt me in some ways because I tended to, at a younger age, ignore finances more than I should have. So you kind of have to take it for what it's worth, right? Like, you want to align yourself with your purpose, but you also want to treat all areas of your life with excellence. You don't necessarily want to, you know, ignore your money and your finances. But the point is, I've been a man of purpose, thankfully, for majority of my life now. There was a point in time where I didn't have it, didn't know where I was going, and I was drifting, and I found myself miserable inside. But thankfully, I did find it. Life really has transformed since I found that purpose. Chasing my purpose led me to serving in one of the best units in the entire military, you know, the 75th Ranger Regiment. It led me to improving myself as a leader and becoming somebody that I would follow, because there was a time where I wouldn't follow me. And it led me to creating a life that I only saw in movies. You know, the life that I'm living now, sometimes I look at it and I'm like, I feel like I'm living in the internet sometimes. Like, all my you know, not all of them, but a lot of my friends are on social media. They're influencers or they're like celebrities or whatever. And it's like, I don't have a ton. You know, my network isn't huge. I like to keep a close, tight network, but I would say that the ones that I do have close to me, they tend to have status and, you know, a lot of accolades. And point with that is that my world has completely changed. You know, it's a big difference what the life that I'm living now versus the life that I was living in the military. The military was a great experience, you know, and one of the things that I'm really appreciative of from the military is that it was always really clear who the enemy was, you know? Like, when you're in the military, it's, you go overseas on a deployment and it's like, you know what the enemy looks like. You know, you got the friendlies and you got the bad guys. You guys wear different things. You look different. You talk different. You're located in different spots. In business, what I've found is that you can't always tell who the enemy is. You know, sometimes the guy that smiles at you and acts like your friend isn't your friend at all. I've learned a lot over the last year by stretching myself in the area of life of fun, recreation, and my physical environment. And business. I've stretched a lot holistically. I know all of you guys want to stretch and reach your potential. You know, that's what I'm doing. And that's why we're connected on this show, is because we're all going after a higher quality of life, a higher version of us. Okay, so there's a couple of models that I want to teach you here today. There's two models really that I want to dive into. And then a strategy for you to get to really challenge yourself and grow. So I'm going to cover three things today on basically models, three models to change your life. In order to do that, I just want to break down kind of the journey for the last year so that everybody's on the same page and we're all operating with a common picture as I talk these models. You know, that as an infantry officer, that was one of my jobs. As I was briefing the mission, I had to create a common operating picture that everybody understood, which was a vision of what the mission was going to look like, so that as I talked about it, everybody knew what they were going to do during the mission. You know, I had to paint the picture of the battlefield so that everybody understood. So that's what we're going to do here. Let me start this off. If you're new to the show, guys, you know the deal. We're going to help with leadership, mindset, high performance, overall strategies to help you succeed and win. All right, so now that I got that out of the way, let's dive in. Around April 17th last year, that week, my wife and I packed up our two dogs. Yeah, we took off out of Colorado. We packed up the house and we bounced. And we stopped over in Kansas, saw my brother for a little bit, and then we made our way down to Florida. We made a decision last year in April to break out of complacency. We made a decision, and within 2 days of making that decision, we were gone. We left Colorado. The year prior, we had spent some time traveling around and traveling the U.S., just being essentially nomads. We bounced around a little bit, and as we did that, it was refreshing. It was a little bit stressful, but then when we got back to Colorado, we kind of had this feeling deep down inside that we should move. We should do something bold with our life, and we should leave Colorado. We had been living in Colorado since 2018, the end of 18. Last year, April 2023, we said enough is enough. It's time to go. And within a very short period of time, weeks, if not days, we had packed up everything and we moved. We had no plan of where we were going to live. We had a vision for what the family could do, like where we could be. We had an idea of where we wanted to go. We knew we wanted to go to Florida. We knew a general area that we wanted to settle down in. But we really operated out of faith. And it all stemmed from feeling complacent, feeling like we were a little bit too comfortable. You know that feeling? You guys ever have that feeling where you're sitting there and you're like, man, things are relatively easy right now. Like, but I can feel myself wanting more. I can feel myself kind of gnawing at my arm. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a high drive person like myself, ambitious person, when you sit still, you kind of self-sabotage, or you start nitpicking stuff in your life. You start nitpicking yourself. You get kind of disgruntled and angry and you get restless. And so really that was me. You know, I was content, happy. I actually even started putting on a few extra pounds. You know, I had finished up a cage fight earlier that year and I was kind of I wasn't in a fighting camp, but I was lifting weights, but I kind of started getting a little fluffy and I noticed it. And I could feel it every day I was waking up and I kind of felt like I was going through the hamster wheel. You know, I was just running around in a hamster wheel. Or as my mentor called it, the doom loop. Wake up, go to work, come back, turn on the tube, go to sleep, do it all over again. Now, don't get me wrong. I was still pushing myself in a lot of areas of life, but I felt deep down inside that I wasn't like doing enough. How many of you guys feel that way now? You know, how many of you guys feel like you're leaving some meat on the bone? You're feeling like you could push yourself a little bit further. Well, the reality is that all of you can, myself included. Because human beings, if you knew what I knew, you would understand that you have so much potential. You would understand that you are operating under less than 1% of your potential. You are capable of literally any vision that you can see in your mind, you can achieve. As long as you don't have any, if you have an IQ of over 20, you know, like you can literally, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hands. What I mean by that is that if you don't have any sort of learning disability, I mean, even if you have learning disability, I truly believe that you can accomplish most things, if not all things. I think the human mind is a very, very powerful tool. But my point here is not to tell you what you're capable of. I'm here to tell you that I know that you're capable of more, okay? And it's to shed some light and show you a path that can help you get what you're looking for. But you have to accept that you are in the comfort zone. If you're not, if you don't believe that you're in the comfort zone, if you believe that you're actually trying in life and that you're pushing and you're stressed and you can't take the next level, then this probably won't work for you. But I'll tell you something as we keep going is that just because your situation is unfavorable doesn't mean you're not comfortable. Just because your situation is unfavorable doesn't mean you're not comfortable. You can have a shitty situation and be very comfortable with it. I see people like this all the time, and I'm sure you do as well. People that do not like their life, they do not like their relationships, they do not like their financial situation, they don't even like themselves, but they tolerate it. They get comfortable being upset at themselves, not liking their life. And so they end up living comfortably in this area of being unsatisfied. So what I'll say here is that once you accept that you're probably comfortable and you want to inspire some change, you know, the first thing that you need is to make a decision. You have to make a decision to make a change. And that's what we did. So we packed up and we moved to Florida. Since I've been here, I've gotten a masterclass on business, entrepreneurship, relationships, power, money, marketing, sales, even spirituality, I would say, fun and recreation. I mean, fitness. I've gotten a masterclass on multiple dimensions of life. And that's just by being exposed to higher level people in all of those areas. For example, in fitness, I'm around world-class athletes quite often. You know, I train at the Kill Cliff Fight Club. That it's an honor being there. And a lot of those guys are top-level athletes. In spirituality, my mentors, I truly believe the mentors that I have are very, very spiritually, what do you call it, full, enlightened, and knowledgeable. And so I've been around them. Financially, I've been around people making incredible amounts of money. I mean, literally hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars a month. And I never thought that was possible. I mean, the list goes on. But as a leader, as a growing leader myself, I've seen what exceptional leaders, I've gotten a masterclass on leadership. I've seen where leaders have fallen here. I've seen some people that I've looked up to make some mistakes. And I've seen some people that I looked up to reveal that that's not really who they were. And so the list goes on. But the exposure that I've gotten by changing my life and coming down here to Florida has been priceless. You know, my mentor, he told me the environment is more important to heredity than heredity. Environment is more important than heredity when it comes to your success. In other words, where you plant yourself, where you position yourself, where you put yourself is far more important than where you grew up, your zip code, your family tree. What's more important is where you put yourself and where you plant yourself. And that's been very true. So we came out here to Florida, like I said, and we ended up temporarily putting ourselves up in an Airbnb, and we started patrolling around the local area to try to find a place. And we found the perfect spot, but the problem was that there was a long list of people that were trying to get into the place that we wanted. And our application didn't make the cut. But however, while we were truly wanting this place, we didn't give up. We kept looking for other places, but we kept returning back and driving around the exact spot that we wanted. That's where, you know, some of today's lessons will come back to, okay? So finding our home down here in Florida was an act of faith. We got down here blind. We found an area. My mom, I remember I was on the phone with my mom driving around. We were doing a family call on Sunday, and she saw that we had moved from Colorado to Florida. And she said, "Where are you guys going to live?" And I said, "I don't know." She said, "How are you finding the place that you're going to live?" And I said, "Well, what I'm going to do is find the location that I want, and then the house will find itself to me." So what I started doing is getting clear about what I wanted instead of how much money do I have, what can I afford, all that type of shit. I went and figured out what exactly do I want. Well, I want to be within 5 miles of the gym, the fight club that I'm going to train at. I want to be close to the beach, maybe not right on it, but if I can, sure. But I want to be close to the water. I want a pool. And I laid out some things that I wanted. And we found that place. We found that house. But like I said, there was a long list of people that wanted the place too. And they had already put in their applications for us. So anyways, we ended up in this position where we were without a home and we had 2 days left in our Airbnb before we were going to have to renew for another 30 days or get kicked out and go back to Colorado. And that was really the option that we had, was that if we didn't find a place in those 2 days, we were going to go back to Colorado. But we kept circling the neighborhood and the house that we wanted. We kept like feeling into it. We kept saying like, man, this is the house that we want. I could see myself driving down this road. This is the house right here. We kept looking for other places, but we kept circling and coming back to the place that we truly wanted. You might call us crazy, but we were persistent. And anyway, so what ended up happening, this went on for about a week, 2 weeks. And we get back to the Airbnb one night and we feel so defeated. Like we're going to fail this mission. We're not going to find a place down here. We're going to have to pack up, go back to Colorado. And 2 days before we were supposed to head back, we get a notification that the applications ahead of us had all fallen through and that we were first on the list. And then the next day and a half, we had moved in to the exact house we had been driving around for those weeks prior. Since then, I mean, it's been amazing. You know, you guys, if you're following me on social media, you'll see the house here. I mean, it's literally a mile straight line distance to the beach. It has a pool, couple bedrooms, small house, easy to take care of, in a very, very nice neighborhood, super secure and peaceful. I love it. You guys know what it's like to accomplish a goal that you didn't think was possible. Man, did I feel good. And so once we got settled in here, I started working really hard on the business, started pushing the other areas of my life. So I improved my physical environment, upgraded our car. I got around higher level mentors. I started doing high-end trips. Like I went to some high-end masterminds on a yacht. You know, I was in mansions off and on every single month. And I got exposed to high-level people while I continued to push myself and challenge myself as a leader in my business and get around top-level people in my industry. Well, what ended up happening is as I continued to push and challenge myself, I got exposed to people that were really dominating social media. And I picked up on some of their strategies. And so I started pushing and challenging myself on social media. Well, anyways, long story short is that as I continued to stretch down here and get outside of my comfort zone, I was nervous and scared as we came down here, nervous that it wasn't going to work out, sure. But I just replaced the fear with faith and I trusted myself to figure it the fuck out. And so as I got down here and I got exposed to these top level people, top level places, I got more and more exposure. I started really seeing what I was doing and realizing that I had a gap between what I was doing and what top level people were doing. And so I started closing that gap. As I did, everything in my life got strained and stressed. Finances got stressed. My faith got stressed and challenged. I mean, my relationships got strained and stretched. As I pushed myself higher in all aspects, I put more money into myself, more money into the business. I challenged Charisse and I to do more in our relationship. She challenged us as well. As I spoke to God more and tried to talk to him more and help him more and ask him for more things and just make that relationship even stronger, that got strained and stressed. So every facet of my life got strained and stressed as I pushed down here. And as a result, there were relationships that I lost. People that didn't like the direction that I was going. People that said, their judgment started coming out. And this happens when you decide to grow and you break out of your comfort zone and you get through the fear that comes along with it. And you start really pushing yourself. People will turn on you. You won't be the same person that you once were and they will question what you're doing. You're going to experience growing pains. And that's what I experienced. And so relationships got strained. And so I kept pushing and kept growing. And then I got to, in the last like few months, I almost like a slingshot. You know, I stretch myself and come down here. I push myself in all facets of life. And then there's this giant release. And I'm through all of those growing pains and I'm on the other side. The relationships that needed to faded were gone. I'm clearer about the business. The foundation of the business is getting better and better. I'm more clear on who I am as a leader. I'm clearer on my purpose. Platonic relationships are even better now, the ones that I retained. My connection with God is even better. So I've transformed once again. Basically, after the stretch comes the transformation. And so I've reached that state where I've transformed. I'm no longer the same person that I was last year. And so it's been a wild damn ride. Even my business is not the same as it was last year. People that have been in Conquer Academy years ago, it's not the same business. We've upgraded and updated things. And so there are three models that I want to give you guys that have helped me create this transformative life and experience that I have. Is there's three things. The first thing is the comfort zone model. So in order to stretch and grow, the first thing that you have to do is accept that you're in the comfort zone. I want you guys to picture a circle with many, many circles inside of it. Okay. And when I say mini circles, picture from left to right. So one giant circle, and then inside of it, there's three additional circles that are all touching the left side of the circle itself. The first circle, they all parallel each other too. So these are different zones, right? So the first circle is the comfort zone. And then outside of that is the fear zone. And then outside of that is the learning zone. Outside of that is the growth zone. So in order for you to create a transformative experience in your life, you have to go through these zones in order to experience the transformation. You have to break out of the comfort zone. This is where you feel safe and in control. There's low risk, low reward in this zone. Then the next zone is the fear zone. And when you decide to break out of the zone, like we didn't come to Florida, you're going to experience fear. You're going to question yourself, your confidence, and you're going to be affected by the opinions of others. You guys experience this when you try to invest in yourself for the first time. You find an excuse. You get affected by people around you. Oh, don't invest in that. Oh, you're going to invest in some personal development and make yourself better. Oh, that's crazy. And then you don't do it. You get fear. And then outside of the fear zone is the learning zone. Once you make the leap and you break through the fear and you don't allow criticism to hold you back and you really go for it, like we did when we came down here to Florida, I was around all these top level people and I started learning. I started seeing what they were doing with their social media. I started seeing what they were doing with their businesses. I started seeing what they were doing in fitness and MMA. And I started acquiring new skills. And by learning, after I learned enough, then what ended up happening is I got a clearer picture on where I was going, what I was about, and I set new goals. I get an idea of exactly who I'm going to be, where I'm going, and I have a clear path to conquer my objectives. And that's the growth zone. So the first model, like I said, that I'm giving you guys to change your life is the comfort zone model. And it has those phases, those zones I just gave you right now. The four zones: comfort zone, fear zone, learning zone, and growth zone. The second model that I'm going to give you is called the conquer wheel of life. If you want to challenge yourself and grow, you can't just grow in one area of life. And life is not just your business. Life is not just your career. If you're stretching yourself and trying to become an infantry officer or a business owner, and you're not stretching the other areas of your life, you are in for a horrible existence because you're going to be so unfulfilled. Nobody in life enjoys their life when they only focus on one thing. Now, you don't need to put all your time into all these buckets or all these dimensions, but you do need to focus on holistic success across time. So there are several dimensions that make you a full and complete person. The first one is your career or your business, then your finances, then your health and fitness, then your friends and relationships, then your romance, then your personal growth through wisdom, then your fun and recreation, or as I like to call it, Epicureanism, then your physical environment and materialism, the things you own and where you live, and then your spirituality. If you guys want this wheel of life, I teach this to my clients. If you want a copy of it, just hit me up on Instagram and say, be the leader wheel of life, and I'll send it to you. But you can just replay that over and over again until you get it down. But the bottom line here is that if you want to stretch and you want to create a transformative experience in your life, you have to challenge each of these areas. And challenge means change. Challenge means you embrace discomfort. So if you are going to try to improve your situation, just like when working out, when you load up more weight and you get fatigued and you get tired, you're going to feel that way when it comes to these other areas. If you want to improve your finances, you want to improve your fitness, you want to improve you. If you want to improve you as a leader, you are going to feel uncomfortable. You are going to have discomfort. The first time that I invested in myself, I spent $1,000 on a course. One of the first times. Once I got beyond books and books and some other low-level education, I spent $1,000 on myself. And I was sweating bullets to do that. But what I'd learned by investing in myself was that I had to break the relationship that I had with money. A lot of you guys are attached to money. And I was too when I first started investing in myself. I didn't want to let it go. And by investing in myself, I learned to be detached from money. And then money no longer controlled me. I controlled it. And I was able to use it like a tool, like it was, instead of a scarce resource. I stopped thinking I didn't have enough of it. I just started thinking, how can I use it to create more and help more people? So in order to grow in all areas of life, you have to experience discomfort. It sounds really nice to be able to click on the social media meme that says, embrace the suck, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And then everybody goes back to being fucking comfortable and they don't ever actually challenge themselves and grow. They stretch and then they go back right back to the comfort zone. Weak. Real leaders break through the fear. Real leaders challenge every area of their life, whether it's finances, their health and fitness, their relationships. Like maybe you need to tell your significant other something that's really bothering you. Get it off your chest and stretch that area of your life, but you're too scared because you don't want to be uncomfortable. You value your feelings more than the truth. So in order for you to change your life, you have to sit down with the conquer wheel of life and ask yourself, how can I grow and expand these different dimensions? Now, the third model that I want to give you guys, in order to really change your life, you got to be clear about where you're going. You can brainstorm on how to improve the different dimensions of your life. You can sit down and you can like, yeah, okay, I need to do this with my spirituality. But what you really need to do in order to stretch and grow is you need to set goals that you don't even think you can pull off. One of the things my mentor taught me is the difference between A goals, B goals, and C goals. A, B, C, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie. He told me that C goals are what I wanted. He said, A goals are goals that you know you can do. You know you can go to work tomorrow. You know you can clock in and clock out. B goals are goals you think you could do. You know you could get a different job or start a different business. You know you think you could do that. But C goal is what you really, really want. You have no idea how you would get it. Maybe you want to build one of the best companies in the face of the planet. Maybe you want to be the best officer in the military. Maybe the best soldier. Maybe you want to be the most physically fit person you've ever met. Maybe you're an athlete and you want to be number one. Maybe it's what you truly want. Maybe you want to be a movie star. I don't know what you want, but your C goal is what you truly, truly want. And you have no idea how the hell you would get it. And you're too scared and too fearful to actually say that you want to go after it. If you want to stretch, you want to grow, you want to actually transform yourself, you have to set C goals. You have to stop playing with A goals and B goals. You have to set targets that you have no idea how the hell you're going to pull it off. Like when we came to Florida, we had no idea how the hell we were going to pull it off. We just set the goal and then we fell in love with it. So I recommend, what I teach my clients is to have two types of C goals. You need to have a professional one and you need to have a personal one. One for your professional life and then one for your personal life. Moving to Florida was our personal C goal. Now, once you get clear about what that is, you need to remind yourself of it daily, day and night, ideally. Say it out loud, repeat it, keep it top of mind because it's very easy to go back to your comfort zone if you forget that you're trying to stretch and grow. So guys, those are the three models that I wanted to teach you today. The comfort zone model, the wheel of life, and the seagull model. Now, with that being said, in today's world, we don't have an information problem. We have an application problem. The stats say that majority of you guys won't do shit with the information that I've given you. That's what the information says. You'll fade out, you'll quit, you'll give up. But I'm talking to the one. There's one of you guys that's going to actually take some action or wants to take action. If that's you and you're ready, you don't start tomorrow, you start today. Set the C goal, pull up the wheel of life sometime that, you know, as soon as you can. Start challenging yourself, get outside your comfort zone, become fearless. Real leaders are fearless. And it takes practice to become that way. The longer you go through life tiptoeing and being careful, the better you're going to get at tiptoeing at life and being careful. You're going to constantly live that way. And if there's one thing I've learned about exceptional leaders over the years, is that they don't tiptoe. They accept high risk, high reward. They go for it. They mitigate the risk. Don't get me wrong. They're not reckless, but they trust themselves to be able to pull it off. And they value the mission that they're on for themselves and their family more than they value their own fucking feelings. That's my message for you guys today. I'm celebrating, I guess, 1 year here and leaving Colorado, being here in Florida. I've had a great time, learned a ton. I'm excited for the next chapter. Thank you guys so much. If you found value in today's show, just do me a solid. Share it with a friend and look forward to seeing you guys, talking to you next week. Conquer all. Oh, actually, not conquer all. I tell my team that on the staff calls. Let me say that again. Until next time, be the leader. That's right. No, for real though, being the leader is not just something we say here. It means like to actually show up as the leader today. Be the damn leader. When I was a kid, somebody once pulled me aside, and one of my teachers, and they said, Jeremiah, you got to figure out if you're going to be a follower or if you're going to be a leader. And I remember I made a decision at a young age that I was going to be a leader. And that's what I'm saying to you guys. Choose to be a leader. All right, everybody, that's it for today. Thank you guys so much once again. Until next time, be the leader.